What do you make, and I know a lot of you would have been paying attention to this, this is from yesterday, the news breaking from a court case. This was Comreg, the communications regulator, who was taking AIR to court for breaches of its license in terms of consumer support and consumer behaviour. In AIR's customer complaint manual, this emerged from court. It said, under no circumstances are the complaints, number of complaints or web page address to be provided to any customer. An agent found to be doing this will be subject to a disciplinary under call avoidance. The acknowledgement of this and the reality of it is that AIR was found to have been in breach of 10 separate regulations and fined the paltry total of €750 each. That's €7,500. This is a company that made €1.3 billion last year in relation to its situation. The judge in the case labelled them a disgrace. The judge labelled them a disgrace after a court heard evidence that the telecoms provider warned staff they could be disciplined for adhering to statutory regulations governing customer complaints. In Dublin District Court, the case taken by Comreg, AIR and its parent company Aircom pleaded guilty to multiple breaches of the law over its failure to acknowledge customer complaints and provide responses within 10 working days, among other issues. At the hearing, Comreg produced an AIR training manual, which the watchdog said warned employees they would be in trouble internally if they were following laws in covering customer complaints. The same manual also outlined trigger words that would allow people calling AIR with complaints to have them dealt with expeditiously. If these words were not used, concerns frequently went nowhere. So that's you calling up AIR, I have a problem. If you didn't say the right words, your complaint would effectively go nowhere. The court heard that updates made by AIR to its code of practice for complaints and handling in January 2021 resulted in restrictions to customers' ability to log formal complaints. Specifically, customers could not complain by calling its 1901 number, which is its published customer care number. They could only log complaints by calling a dedicated complaints number or using an online complaint form. That's an immediate barrier to somebody who doesn't use online making complaint. Now, in many cases, customers who repeatedly contacted the company by phone, letter or the online complaint form were unable to log a formal complaint. Barrister Shelley Horan for Comreg outlined a sample of customers whose complaints were not dealt with by AIR in accordance with the regulator's code of practice. Giving evidence before Judge Anthony Halpin, Comreg compliance analyst Michelle O'Donnell said the watchdog had received multiple complaints from AIR customers unable to lodge a formal complaint. And the court also heard of one customer whose signal dropped as she tried to dial 999 on behalf of a sick child, so she had to drive her daughter to A&E for urgent medical attention. In response, Comreg sought the training manual issued to customer service staff. In one section, boxed off in red, underlined in bold, staff were told, under no circumstances are the complaints number or complaints web page address to be provided to any customer. It warns any agent found to be doing this will be subject to a disciplinary under call avoidance. Another section outlined the trigger words, callers could use, which included, I want to log an official formal complaint, I want a case reference number. Using more common phrases such as I want a supervisor or I want to complain found complaints were often not dealt with. In a statement after the court case, AIR said it fully complies with Comreg complaints procedures, although it acknowledged that the language previously used in the training material could have been clearer in this regard. Now, a later statement issued to the Irish Times went further. It said, during today's court session, Comreg makes serious, unprecedented and incorrect allegations against AIR, accusing us of instructing our customer care team to not comply with regulatory obligations. We categorically reject these accusations. The claims by Comreg, based on documents they interpreted incorrectly, could have been easily clarified had they engaged with us directly in advance of the court hearing. The slides in question were taken out of context. They are part of training material for new customer service agents outlining the steps they should take to escalate calls if AIR's delegated, to the AIR's dedicated specialist complaint and management team. It concluded by saying it was regrettable and deeply concerning that ComRate chose to introduce these incorrect claims without notice and insisted it was committed to the highest standards of compliance and integrity, and we take our legal responsibilities very seriously. At no point has AIR directed any team member to act contrary to legal or regulatory obligations. Now, in response to all of that, a spokesperson from ComReg noted that AIR did not raise objections to the facts underlining any of the 10 cases before the court. In fact, they pled guilty. He said that the training manual had been provided by AIR in the course of a formal investigation into the company's complaints handling processes and procedures. It formed part of the book of disclosure in the prosecution, he said. Hugh McDowell for AIRCOM and AIR pleaded guilty to the charges before the court and said it wanted to apologise to customers, to ComReg, adding it had offered to make a charitable donation amounting to 2,000. Now, the judge, after all that, said he could not accept the charitable donation given the seriousness of the case. I don't think I can do it primarily because of what I see in the training manual, Judge Halpin said. I know that this has changed and it's no longer the process. He said he could only assume the training manual was not vetted by the legal department because that would jump out at you under Irish labour law. Judge Halpin labelled the company a disgrace and called on it to apologise to staff who've been threatened with disciplinary action and if they did not adhere to its policies. Now, underlying all of this, for the 10 counts and the serious nature of what we've just heard, what did the company get fined? €750 each, which begs its own series of questions as to the teeth that a regulator should have to make companies who do this pay and pay properly according to the amount of money they have. They made €1.3 billion as a company last year. Now, I don't know about that AIR statement. It seems to me that ComReg are saying that statement is wrong, that we did notify AIR we were going to bring this in. It was provided. AIR knew it was going to be provided. I can't understand how AIR would say to anyone that they took it out of context when it was underlined, boxed off in red, and you were told specifically, like, how could that be taken out of context? I don't know. Now, we'll get on to AIR and see if they'll provide a spokesperson to try and explain all of that. I don't know why they have a 1901 number, which is a customer care number, but you can't make a complaint by dialing that number. None of that makes any sense from what AIR are trying to tell us in terms of their comments. So, look, if you have a view, and a lot of you will have a view on this, a lot of you have contacted us with your frustrations over AIR. And just to underline what's happened here, have a listen to this.
Ireland.
Come on, Dad.
Our land. This pebble in the ocean, this green blanket we call home. This is where we're from. It's who we are. It's what we're for. We're for every corner of this island. For every house. For every home. We're for all who need to be heard. For all who need to be seen.
Yeah, that's me.
For every story that needs to be told.
How are you?
Bet you'd love to be here.
Where else would you be?
We're all in. For all that matters. And every day we're doing all it takes. For every county, for every village, for every town. Because this is Ireland's network. This is the network we all deserve. The network made for all. AIR. For all.
AIR for all. That's their current ad that's running at the moment in the context, I suppose, of what we learned from that court case yesterday about what they were doing with their customer service. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the show on 0667123666. In a moment, we'll be talking to Age Action in relation to this. We'll get to that after we take these. Mary Murphy is policy analyst with Age Action Ireland with us on the line. And Mary, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us in the programme this morning. Look, what's your reaction, first of all, to this and your concerns as Age Action Ireland in terms of elements of how older people would make complaints to companies like this and what this tells us about it?
Yeah, it's very concerning. Now, I have to say, and I'd say this is your experience too, it's not totally out of line with what I've been hearing from older persons and their experiences. I think we knew that these experiences weren't always being held to the standard they should have been, and that people were being discouraged from making complaints where it wasn't being made clear to people how to access supports. And that ultimately people who had gone through something negative, I mean, that's what you're not going to be in a great situation if you're trying to access a complaint system. You know, they've obviously had some negative experience happen to them, are ultimately so frustrated or discouraged by the process that's presented to them that they ultimately give up and don't progress the complaint. And I think that's really very concerning to us, you know, and it has been concerning for quite some time, you know. And we've heard about it in relation to a lot of different services, public and private.
Yeah, we certainly have. Like that line of, I want a supervisor or I want to make a complaint, if that doesn't get you where you want to go, then something is wrong. And then there's that other element, Mary, of it that, according to what Comrig were saying about what AIR had said in their handbook, it was that if you don't give out that number, the complaints number, one of the only ways they can complain is if they log online a formal complaint, which is a barrier to many older people.
Yes, absolutely. That's something AgeAction is very concerned about, is digital exclusion of older persons. We know around 6 in 10 people aged 60 and older either don't use the internet at all or don't have the skills to do anything too, you know, complex, or, you know, if there's any risk involved that it wouldn't be safe for them to be using it. So we're really concerned with the maintenance of high quality offline options. And I think this push to go online, it is excluding, and it's not fair. You know, it's leaving people behind. And you hear from older persons, they're very aware of it. You know, this gets brought up to us a lot. You know, this feeling of no longer being welcome, no longer being involved in certain processes, no longer having access, being made to be dependent, you know, being a fully capable person, but suddenly having to ask your kids, your neighbour for help and have them look after your business for you. You know, it's a really negative experience for people. And I think for a lot of people, they feel like it's gotten worse since COVID, that some services disappeared during COVID and were never restored.
Sorry, go on, Mary.
I was saying there's going to be a general election in the next year, we know, and this is going to be one of our big asks of AgeAction. When we talk to parties and when we talk to older persons themselves, one of the things we want is a commitment from the next government, whoever it may be, to ensure that high quality offline services are maintained and that everyone in the country has access. We've seen an access to cash pill moving forward, you know, determining the.
That's right, John. Michael McGrath is kind of spearheading that, the Minister for Finance, one of his central pledges that he's going to get that up and running to make sure people have access to cash, to ATMs and cash in daily life.
Absolutely, it's exactly that. And so you could have a similar model about access to, you know, certain forms of customer service, you know, that it can never be too far away, it can never be too few hours a week, things like that, you know.
Yeah, certainly is the case. The other side of it then, in terms of having access to paper bills as well, I don't know if anything can be done on that. One of the issues even last month that we were contacted by was AIR was sending out letters to people, some of them quite older, saying you now have to pay an extra €2 a month if you don't pay by direct debit, or if you want a paper bill, you have to pay X amount. That's all kind of putting a financial penalty on people who want to keep it the way it always was. They get their bill in their hand, they know what it says, they write letters, and that's the way they operate.
Exactly, and it's putting pressure on people. You know, we hear about things like that. There are offers, you know, discounts you can get, but they're only advertised online and you can only apply for them online. You know, all these things are making it disadvantageous to people to stay offline. And really what, like, ultimately, there are a lot of downsides to that. But again, ultimately, what's that creating is it is putting people at risk, especially when this is them handling sensitive material, you know, their bills, their financial affairs, and they might feel under pressure to ask someone else to take care of it for them because they aren't able, or they might try themselves without the skill set to do it safely. And it's not responsible practice. It's putting people at risk.
Yeah, it certainly is. Is there any, and look, the point of view of big companies, and AIR isn't the only company that is a big company with lots of customers, many of them traditional customers. What do you think the main learnings from this should be, either for the regulator or for the government or for AIR itself, to make sure that if somebody does call up, they talk to a real person, and if they want to make a complaint, at least that gets put up the line? Which it seems wasn't happening here in all cases, from what we're learning from that court case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I suppose it's important to know that these things come to light, that people know what's going on, what's happening to them, and people get suspicious and look into things. And I think it's great that Comreg was able to, you know, put together a strong case and take it through. It seems like they had a lot of evidence, you know, a lot of different points that were being made and that were very obviously very persuasive to the court. And I think it's great that older persons themselves and different customers knew to contact Comreg. I think they're a great resource for people, you know, that they know that they have someone to go in who will take these matters seriously. Unfortunately, obviously, Comreg is only about communications companies, and as you say, there are other companies at work who might be using similar practices, and hopefully they'd have regulators too.
Yeah,
I will say Jackson is another one of our asks for the upcoming general election is for a commissioner for ageing and older persons, which would be an independent body in government, which we currently don't have, with particular oversight and responsibility for ageing and older persons, someone to just take that on. And we would imagine them having a sort of complaints capacity, you know, that they could deal with individual cases that emerge that maybe don't have another place to go.
Yeah, yeah, and that is the question. And this situation with regulation, I mean, this isn't the first time this has happened for AIR. In 2020, their then chief executive apologised before an Oireachtas committee, the Joint Committee on Transport Communications, in terms of failings that they had in customer service back then. That's 4 years ago. And here they are in court pleading guilty 4 years later to 10 further breaches. So you'd have concerns about whether is the company learning from its mistakes and why they're back in court again having to plead guilty to 10 breaches and more questions asked about their complaints procedure.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very concerning that this has been an ongoing issue. And I think, again, like I think you and I both know that the people have been raising issues like this for years now. Not just with AIR, with other companies too. And I think there are, you just need bodies like Comreg, other bodies, to really use their powers and to try and protect people and to expose, you know, inappropriate behaviour and unlawful behaviour.
Okay. All right, Mary, listen, we're going to leave it there. My thanks to you for talking to us about that in the programme this morning.